This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andrew said to me that he thought that I was, doing this all wrong. You know, why do you do the NFL season? And Andrew even points out, I get it, his email's too long to share with you all on the air. He goes, but in our local market, they ask us, why do we think the local team's going to win the Super Bowl? They ask us, who do we think will be the division champions in football? And people call in and interact like that. Andrew, what I'm going to say again is, and I'm not ripping your local affiliate, if that's what your local host considers great content and everything like that, or any kind of creative way to do it, that's cool. And if they want to bang through phone calls and think that that's great radio, that's fine too. That's to each their own. I'm going to tell you that I think that stinks. I'm going to tell you, I think it's lazy. And more importantly, it's just not a creative way to approach the same type of data that everybody's going to talk about in football. And it is fun to me to look at it as, let's look at it backwards a little bit. Try to solve a problem backwards. Because can we all agree on who the worst teams in the NFL are? Can we pick out the 10 worst teams? 20 teams are not going to make the playoffs. Can we identify the bottom half of the teams that won't make the playoffs? I will try my best. Shep, do we have any kind of music that can go under this at all? There we go. Look at that. Here it is. Oh, 6 weeks from today, you're going to be sitting in front of the television hearing that. It's awesome. All right, let's get down to business. My first 10 teams out of the 2019 NFL playoffs, and they are in no particular order. And I've got 5 in the AFC and 5 in the NFC. What I'm telling you is you all can make plans to take that cruise down to someplace warm the first weekend in January, because you are not going to be busy when the NFL playoffs begin. I'll start with the AFC. Let's go to the AFC East, where I have 2 teams, the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Both have zero chance to make the NFL playoffs this year. Bills fans, I know a lot of people are trying to feed you some sort of hope. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Dolphins and the Bills miss in the AFC East. Go to the North, where the Bengals will sit home come playoff time. I'm going to go west and take a complete pass on the south and tell you that 2 teams in the west will not make the postseason. The Raiders, who are going to be an up-and-coming team, and the Broncos with Joe Flacco. So in the AFC, Dolphins, Bills, Bengals, Raiders and Broncos all sit home come playoff time. Part of the Broncos' problem is the fact that I think they're a third-place team. And I don't think you're going to get 3 teams in that division going to the postseason. So, let's go to the NFC. I'll start in the NFC East. Giants fans, Redskins fans, you got time to burn come January, because the Redskins and the Giants may have some pictures of a bright future that they get to see this year, but they won't be seeing postseason football. Go to the NFC South, where Bruce Arians will have the Tampa Bay Bucs playing better football. But better football might mean 6 wins. It might even mean 7. But it's not going to mean a playoff berth, because they're the last place team in that division. Then I'll go to the North, where the Detroit Lions are going to be an improved team. But they've got 3 teams in the division that are better than them, so the Lions sit home. And go out west, where Cliff Kingsbury may be working on his 8-pack, but he should have been working on a resume, because I think he will be a bit overmatched as an NFL head coach. Giants, Redskins, Bucks, Lions, and Cardinals missed the postseason in the NFC. Dolphins, Bills, Bengals, Raiders, Broncos missed the postseason in the AFC. Okay, I've published these 10. Anthony Pierno, you've done this procedure with me over the years. I've given my first 10 teams out. So I believe the 10 bottom teams that will pick like first in the draft, the top 10 teams picking in the draft. How many of my 10 matched your 10?
Nine.
Wow.
Nine.
Now, usually we don't match. We usually match seven or eight. We match nine. Who is the team that you did not put on your list? Is it the Broncos?
It is actually the Buffalo Bills as of right now.
Okay, so it's the Buffalo Bills as of right now. And that doesn't mean that 2 weeks from now, when we reconvene, because I'll be on vacation.
They could
next
very
week,
well be out.
They might be out.
In 2 weeks.
But what was the team that is?
I put in the Tennessee Titans.
So you don't like the Titans, eh?
No, they, again, one of the toughest divisions in football.
Correct.
They also have a very tough schedule.
Oh, yes.
On top of their three divisional opponents, they open up. They have the Cleveland Browns, and then they have some tricky matchups from there with the Falcons. Again, I don't like the Broncos, but they also have the Chargers in there as well. They have the Chiefs, Saints. Very tough schedule for the Titans, and I'm not sold on Marcus Mariota.
And by the way, he's in a contract year. So is Jameis Winston. So they're singing for their supper this year. Well, Anthony, we never match like that. We never have 9 out of 10 that go up against each other. I want everybody else to respond, too. Shep, did your 10 sound like mine or not?
It was very similar. I think you guys are way too high on the Browns, though.
No, I didn't say we're high on the Browns. I just said the Browns are one of the top 22 teams in the NFL.
Right, I understand that, Jake.
By not being in there. You're putting the Browns in your first 10 out?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Who is their best skilled player in your guys' opinion?
Best skilled player? Yes. Baker Mayfield.
Okay, fair enough. So there is such thing as a sophomore slump, number one. Everyone wanted to anoint RG3 as the next great quarterback. Never, ever the same. Now, one is dealing with injury. I get that. But people are going to figure Mayfield out. Secondly, JK, this is a team that has not won a playoff game in over 20 years. And we're going to say this is definitely a top 22 team?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Yes, they're a top 22 team. They are, guess what? They may be a top. They're a top 10 to top 12 roster minimum. And so I'm never going to pick them to be one of the bottom 10 teams in the NFL.
JK, remember that dream team? Your team? Remember that? Everyone wanted to anoint them as the next great Philadelphia Eagles
yep.
team. What happened to them?
Oh, they weren't good. They weren't good. They didn't. All I'm going to suggest to you is that they're not one of the top 10 worst teams in the NFL. Could the Browns miss the playoffs? Sure. Sure they could. They absolutely could. But we'll get to that coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.